Mason. I'm still your biggest fan. If Mason's music is growing on you, too, please shoot me an email and I'll share it with him. Mason's a natural, and I think we're going to see him go in places in the music world. As John Lennon has shared through a channeler named Linda Keane, musicians and artists and dreamers are the key to keeping the line open. I believe John was right. One of my favorite books on the planet is Linda Keane's book, Across the Universe with John Lennon. It's a must-read if you haven't read it. Really a good book. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mir Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mir, the Alaskan Express. I'm coming to you live tonight from the showroom of the metaphysical Mecca, better known as Stars of Alaska, located in the heart of Anchorage. If you're at the fair, Stars is there, too. And from what I hear, they have some really cool offerings. Hey, Janet, did you know that you can get a family of seven onyx toucans, dolphins, or amphibious creatures for $6?
I did not know that.
Yes, you can, but only at the fair. You can get a family of seven for $6. Now, that's a deal. Stars is located on the yellow brick road right across from my favorite palm reader of all time, Meta Fittenberg. Check her out. Tell her I sent you. She's really good. I'd like
She's
to say
incredibly
hello.
Accurate.
She's darn good.
Yeah.
I'd like to say hello to Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Julie.
We were going to be at the fair, but since it's been kind of rainy and cold up here all summer, we decided not to make the trek on this soggy evening in August. We figured we'd be much more comfortable indoors than out of the rain. But you can always count on Janet to be on location somewhere exciting. Janet, where are you tonight?
Well, I'm actually in Palmer. I'm on my way to the fair after the show.
Ah! I'm not
sure. Figured I'd take my chances on the rain.
Stop by and say hello to Marty. He was waiting for us to be there.
All right.
Speaking of location, if this is your first stop at BBS Radio, we'd like to welcome you with open arms. We're really glad you're here. Janet and I are here to talk a little, teach a little, and what you have all come here for, to give short, gratis mini-readings live on the air. Yes, folks, that's right. Take note of those toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers now, and when we give you the signal, it's your time to call in. If you can't get through on Station 1, then go to Station 2 and use the toll-free numbers there. Please remember, though, when you get through and are live on the air, turn off your speakers. The squeal and the feedback make us cranky.
Yeah, very cranky. Sometimes I don't need help getting that way.
If you want a private reading with me, either in person or over the phone, please scroll down to the Wednesday night 9 p.m. time slot. Click on the show title, and you'll be directed to the About Me page. It lists my website and my email address. It's that easy to set up a reading with me without the whole world listening in. I also teach seminars and do group readings like you see on TV. It's really fun to have a psychic medium at your party. I book up quickly in the winter. So call now and get on the calendar, because Halloween is coming.
Ooh.
Janet is a student of mediumship and a psychic who is really coming into her own. She likes to pick up on real-time events as they happen. As her teacher, I have to say how proud I am of her. She has absolutely learned to trust in her knowing and is working her process. She's making progress by leaps and bounds. When Janet tells me she's sensing something, I take note.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm blushing.
Janet, powerful.
Certainly.
I am a professional psychic medium and a mediumship development facilitator. I teach those interested in becoming professional psychic mediums the process involved. We learn the basics, build a solid foundation of fundamentals, and move on to actual readings. At the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation, our goal is to educate and network the metaphysical community of Alaska and beyond. As a reader, I hold myself up to high ethical standards. As an educator, I teach what I have learned and hope to expand the same standard in the up-and-coming readers. We are already seeing many of them leave the nest to begin their professional careers. Look out, Sedona. Tall Keaton is going to hit the map one day, and it's not that far off. Alaska's dark, cold winter nights seem to give us an edge when it comes when it concerns going within for direction. How do you like your development circle, Janet?
Oh, I love it. All the ladies are wonderful, and Jason is just awesome.
Yeah, we have one guy.
Yep.
I love to teach, and it's one of my greatest joys in life. Helping people remember their innate abilities and actually use those abilities is really exciting. Every year, we at the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation also hold Alaska's only purely psychic expo. Many of our students have made their professional debut there. We hold a high standard to be a vendor at this expo, so you know quality is the key at Metapalooza. This year, Metapalooza will be moving from Wasilla into Anchorage. It will happen in March this year, so we can beat the fishing season. The third week in May is always beautiful, so we've conceded to Mother Nature and the fishing gods. We fold. Mark your calendars now for March 20th and 21st. Metapalooza will be held on Friday and Saturday in Big Wild downtown Anchorage. This is the first, as the readers will have all day Sunday to recoil and rest. The best of the best is the motto for this spectacular metaphysical trend-setting event. Before we dig into tonight's show, we need to first claim our space. We never come from a place of fear or needing protection. Rather, we come from a place of having claimed our space and working from the bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy. For those of you that have asked me for this prayer, please, say it with me. The only way to really know it is to practice it. It works anywhere, it works anytime, and it works in many ways. Being grounded and centered in life is just a really good idea. Guides, guardians, angels, thank you for this time, and thank you for this space. We now ask that you surround each of us in a bubble of white Christ light and consciousness and energy. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that we come from the current step on the current road that we walk in life. We now ask the guides, guardians, and angels of the fifth dimension and higher to please come forward at this time. Friends and family members of those listening who have crossed, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close the gate to beings who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin the show. I wanted to let you know, if you're sitting there and a reading is making sense to you, please try to call in. This happens a lot, and no, you're not imagining it. Your loved ones got you here tonight so they could share the message with you. So be open, be ready, and be willing to believe. I believe. Already have a caller. You believe?
All right. I believe.
Yeah. I think we already have a caller. Let's go ahead and take it, Janet.
Great.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I believe too.
All right. Does the name Reggie make sense to you?
Reggie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a childhood friend called Reggie, named Reggie.
Okay, did you play baseball with him?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it is. I got him right here. I don't feel like he's coming from the other side, though.
Oh, really?
I think he's still here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Boom.
That's funny because I had a dream. They were twins, him and his brother, and I had a dream of one of them the other night.
Ah, well, here's clue number two.
Is Reggie maybe in Florida or Louisiana? Because I'm getting an alligator.
Not that last I knew he was in New York City. That's where we grew up.
There's alligators there.
But he might be. Yeah.
He might be.
I haven't seen him in 30 years, so it might be somewhere else. I don't know where he's at this point.
I think you're going to see him real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's strange, okay.
Well,
do you have any other connection to Florida or Louisiana?
I went to my freshman year in college, I went to Louisiana. I went to school in Louisiana.
Because I'm getting an alligator real clear.
Okay.
I'm just going to make a guess, Janet, but I think alligator means Louisiana to you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right.
I didn't know that until just now.
Have you been, like, playing game shows like Dialing for Dollars or Bowling for Refrigerators or something like that?
No.
Have you been doing off-the-wall things to make money?
I've been trying to play the lottery.
okay, that's like Bowling for Refrigerators to me.
Yeah.
I think your persistence is going to pay off.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I called in, because I wanted to talk about see if my finances were going to improve anytime soon.
Don't stop bowling anytime soon.
Okay.
I think you're going to win it doing something kind of silly.
Okay.
It's funny because I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. Keeps going through my head.
Cool.
And I got to ask you, do you like banana-flavored pudding or candy or things like
that?
I was looking for
a recipe for banana pudding yesterday, as a matter of fact. That's my favorite.
I'm thinking you should make some. You've got you're really easy to read. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
When she was talking about I'm so excited, I was feeling it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What are you a producer of something?
No. I work at a university.
Okay. Do you want to get into like producing theater or music or fun things that people do?
I want to get into helping kids. That's what I want to get into.
Okay. Well, do it and think of yourself as a producer. When people are having fun, people are learning.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
I'm also seeing the show Grease, and with everybody dancing and stuff.
I'm a programmer at the university. I program for students at night, and we do a lot of fun stuff. You know, dance classes, belly dancing, salsa, all kind of stuff. You know, so
cool.
I don't know.
Turn it into a things.
A musical or something. Yeah.
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 I like you. We can just keep you on the phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that'd be great.
That'd
be great.
Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I've got. Is your mother's mother crossed on the other side? Your grandmother?
Yes. Yes.
She's making reference to your sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell her hi.
Okay. All right.
Because I have a feeling. Is your sister somebody you call a lot?
Not really, no.
Okay, give her a call. Tell her your grandma came through.
Okay.
Tell her who you were talking to. That'll open some doors.
Okay.
Okay, I guess
lots of conversation from there.
Yeah. I'm getting the letter P, and it belongs to a male, like Paul or Peter. Does that name make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Write it down. It's important. Letter P, male.
Letter P, male.
Feels like somebody who's very serious.
Numbers are also important, because I just keep getting numbers, all kinds of numbers going past. I don't know, like an accountant or, you know, something with numbers.
Well, I always play numbers, and I think about numbers. I dream about numbers. So.
There you go.
Pick up on them. Well, you're in a great spot, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever you're doing, enjoy what you're doing. So, like, if you're, you know, you're playing the numbers or horses or rabbits or whatever it is you're doing, Betty.
Uh-huh. Send them to us.
Well, I haven't won anything in a long time.
Winning ones.
Well, I don't have any of those.
You're about to. And the key to, I feel like the key to this happening is your joy. You really need to enjoy what you're doing.
Okay.
Don't think of it as how much are lottery tickets anymore? I don't even know. $5?
Well, they're $1, you know, $1.
Okay. Go for it. Do they have like the $5 ones?
They got the $5 ones, $10 ones, $20 ones.
I get the $5 ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Go with those. I feel like you're right on the precipice of winning some, I don't want to say cash. I'm going to say, abundance. when you do, call back and let us know.
Definitely.
Okay.
Can I ask another question, please?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you see a job change for me at all? I have a great job, but, you know.
Yes, I see you moving off in the area of production and teaching people and people having fun.
Okay.
Producers that do well, do well.
Okay.
And you're in New York City, right?
No, New York State.
Where are you at in New York State?
Syracuse, New York.
Okay. Can you make your way to the city?
That's tough.
start making some connections there as far as producers and shows and
okay.
off the wall way to teach things. You know, the people that make the big money in the world, they really didn't know how they were going to get there, but they got there.
Okay.
They had a plan that they wanted to have fun or enjoy what they were doing, and they just went forward without the a map or anything. They're just like, I need to go to New York City.
Right.
So, yeah, get those connections going. Have fun and enjoy yourself.
I will, definitely.
Okay, Janet, you got anything else for me?
Name Lynn.
Excuse me?
The name Lynn.
Lynn?
Lynn.
Yeah,
like L-Y-N-N.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay, write it down.
I am.
Do you like Chinese food?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, there's something connected with Lynn and Chinese food.
Okay.
Don't know what.
If you meet a Lynn, tell her to cook Chinese food.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife would like that.
Well.
Maybe she'll be your waitress.
We don't know what it is. We just know it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you go. Have a great night, and thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. If you like
God
the show,
bless
spread
you.
The word.
You God too. Bless you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow.
He was easy.
It was really easy. All of you easy people just call in tonight.
There you go.
What makes it easy for us to read you is when you're having fun, okay? When you're open to being read, it makes it really easy for us to zero in. If you're being if you're not being open to be read, it makes it kind of a challenge, so. So everybody that calls in tonight, have fun. Okay. All right. We have another call.
Yes, we are.
We are. Let's go ahead and take another call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yes,
you
are. I'm fine. Janet, what are you picking up?
I'm smelling bread baking, you know, the bakery smell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up some baking. It smells like fresh bread.
Okay. You got bread baking around you, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Do you like the smell of the bakery?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and follow it, Janet.
I don't know. I don't know. When I smell bread baking, I think of my grandmother, because she was always baking and stuff. So I don't know, maybe it's something to do with your grandmother.
She baked a lot, yeah.
Did she bake a lot?
Yes, she did.
Is she crossed?
Yeah, you know, that's
all the time.
Okay, is she crossed?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to Grandma, damn it.
My grandma actually raised me.
Well, I think she's wanting to say hi, because I'm still smelling the bread.
Okay. Have you been in some legal trouble, ma'am, lately?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is there some kind of legal
no.
stuff or police activity going on around you?
No.
Are you positive?
Not that I know of. I haven't,
okay.
No.
Okay. What I'm seeing is like a patrol car, and I'm feeling like whoever was driving the patrol car is out walking around checking things out. Have you, like, wished you had some protection where you lived, or is something not quite right that you've noticed that you thought about maybe calling the police?
Yes.
Okay, this is validation for you to let you know that you've got a guardian on the other side that's watching out for things for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to encourage you. There are times when we do need to call 911, okay? So if something's going on and you're really concerned, it's okay, Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Does the name Bradley make sense to you?
Bradley?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. That's, write that down. It came right in my mind. Okay. All right. And the name's Steve.
And the name is Steve?
Steve, and who they're showing me is somebody that I used to know eons ago named Steve that had really, really thick glasses, and he had a, like, a speech impediment. He had a hard time talking. Do you know someone like this?
No, I don't.
Okay, he was a very, very, very intelligent person, but he was given, kind of given these handicaps that made it hard for him to be heard. Sometimes people wouldn't listen to him because of what he looked like and how he sounded, okay? The message in this might be, don't discount the messenger, but listen to everything you're being told. Okay, when somebody says something, don't discount it because you don't like the person.
Okay.
Janet, are you picking anything else up?
Yeah, I'm seeing a large woman, like a really well-endowed lady that... And I'm getting kind of an uneasy feeling in my stomach, like there's something wrong.
Is she describing you?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay. Are you afraid?
Not. Sometimes.
It's not necessarily afraid. It's just uneasy, like you're not comfortable with a situation or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with this. You've got something going on around you that you're makes you, it either scares you or makes you really uncomfortable. I feel like it's...
Yes.
Do you live in an apartment building?
No, I live in the country.
Okay. Is there somebody else around you that lives around you that's scaring you, like a scary neighbor?
Well, somebody has been, like, stalking, but I don't know who it is.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing, and this is why I'm really concerned, and I really want to tell you, if you feel like you need to call 911, you do. I'm seeing an apartment building, and have you ever lived in an apartment building? There's always one neighbor that's just kind of out there when you get a big apartment building, and everybody kind of avoids this person to make sure they don't get on the elevator with them or go in the stairway when they're in there. And I kind of feel like it's this kind of an energy, okay? So you need to trust your gut. When your stomach's upset and it's trying to get your attention, you need to listen to it. Keep your eyes open, before you walk outside, look and see if there's anybody out there. Things like that, just general safety. But I just want to validate for you that you have reason to be concerned. Okay?
Okay. Is it someone or something?
It's someone.
It's someone.
It is definitely a live walking.
Yeah, and I'm getting like a lump in my throat. Like, oh no.
I'm wondering, too, if that's an Adam's apple.
It's been on for a long period of years, and it's like we've moved three times, and like it's followed.
Yeah, it's a person. Here's what I get, and here's how I can tell the difference, and I'm pretty certain about that. When it's a spirit that I'm dealing with, I kind of feel like I could walk through something. I'm feeling very solid right now. So very much intact. So that tells me this is somebody here that's incarnate or still in their body.
Could it be like Brad or Steve?
I don't know. That I don't know. I can't tell you that. I know when Janet said lump in her throat, I felt an Adam's apple on my throat, and I'm a female, so I don't have that. Okay, so I can tell you we've got a guy, but I don't know who it is. Janet, are you picking anything else up?
No, just like what you said, I get the distinct impression that it's a guy.
Yeah. Watch your back. Trust your gut.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mm, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that segues nicely into...
Oh, yeah. We went... Where'd we lose the fun part?
Yeah, what happened? No. But something is in the air lately. Have you noticed it?
Yeah, I have. And it seems to be getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a real restlessness in the air and in the animals. Any idea what it might be?
I don't know. I feel like something major having to do with Mother Nature and our planet is in the works. I really feel it's imminent.
Well, I've been noticing, too, the leaves up here are already turning for our 2 weeks of autumn.
I know. It seems to be hitting awful early this year.
Yeah,
we had hardly any summer.
Yeah.
All very cold and really rainy.
Yeah, and I hate to be a mood killer here, but I've also heard from a lot of people who say they're just feeling very down and very sad and displaced and depressed lately. Have you been running into that?
Well, yeah, I have, and I think those people are just the real sensitive, intuitive type people who are feeling the restlessness right along with the animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And it's kind of interesting. It's nothing that you can prove is wrong, but something just isn't right. Yeah, you feel kind of out of kilter. It's like you got a tummy ache. You don't really want to go to school. It's just something isn't right. For those of you that are out there listening who have these feelings too, please don't panic. This is called your gut-body-based intuition. It's actually a really good thing. You can feel it. You can't really define it. And you want to move or make a change. And what you're feeling is real, even if you can't put a label on it. If you're scared, then you can pray. Help technically is a prayer. Help me is a long
prayer. And it works.
It works. What you want to do, I know a lot of times, is kind of change your viewpoint and try to come from the point of love. And the best way I can define that is non-judgmental. That helps raise the vibration a lot. We were talking on the phone this morning, as we do most mornings, and you were saying that you had some feelings. Do you care to share those with the rest of America?
Well, I just feel like something big is just around the corner. My priority list has really changed recently.
Mm-hmm.
And
give us a general rundown of your priority list, Janet.
Well, it used to be work and you know, taking care of business and stuff like that. And it's like recently none of that matters anymore. You know, it's just like, why am I bothering? Because it's not going to be important.
But you're not feeling like giving up, right?
No. I don't feel, you know, like a naysayer or just like the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You know, I don't feel like that. I feel like everybody's perspective is going to change real soon and drastically.
Yeah. 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 Well, hold that thought. We have another caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. My name's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. I just got a ladybug for you. Are you a gardener?
A wannabe gardener.
Oh, okay. All right. I just got a ladybug for you. Ladybugs are good because they eat aphids.
Right.
And you want ladybugs in your garden because they eat everything that's trying to eat your garden.
Well, I would like a few ladybugs around here. I just moved to a new home that's on 8 acres and has lots of landscaping, I guess you call it. Lots
Check
of plants.
With. Find out if there's like a holistic gardener or an organic garden center and ask them. They will hook you up with a ladybug seller.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing, I used to have a house in Washington that was a... It had this really tall ceiling, and one year, it was about this time, we looked up, and the whole ceiling was full of ladybugs, which is kind of like, ah! But our plants did really well that year. So, I'm hearing an old country song, Skip a Rope. Do you know that song?
Yes.
You talk about what's till?
Well,
let's say Gipero. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Did your father
cross? How does it go again?
It's something.
Pardon?
What the children say, skip a rope. But I got to ask you, is your father crossed?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, is he about ready to? Or do we have a dementia?
No.
Okay.
He's checking out the real estate.
Checking out the real estate.
Oh, wow.
Is there a connection to Germany?
Well, we are German. We're German.
I'm picking up German, for sure.
Good connection. When we say, let me clarify checking out the real estate for you, because that scares people. Have you ever had a dream that is so real you know you were there?
Yes.
Okay. What Dad is doing is he's going out and checking the possibilities of the other side, kind of like one of those dreams that you have. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But he's conscious that he's actually going over there and just kind of previewing the neighborhood and seeing, you know, where he might want to go and who might be there and those kind of things.
And it really happens. I'm living proof that it happens. Can I tell the story?
Tell the story, Dan.
Sure.
My dad just crossed a couple of months ago. And just before he did, I'd say probably 3-4 weeks before he passed, he would wake up. One morning he woke up and he says, I need a lamp so I can fix that leak. And everybody thought he was just, you know, really off in space somewhere. But come to find out, he was in the hospital when this happened, and there was a leak on the third floor of the hospital on the other side of the hospital in another wing. And he had wanted a really tall ladder to go fix the leak. And then he went another time just a few days later, he woke up and says, I need some help fixing that, getting that cover on the panel. And my brother was there, my older brother, and said, Dad, what panel are you talking about? He said, you know, the panel. I can't get the cover on the panel. Well, my brother that's up here in Alaska, he told my other brother that, and my brother that's up here in Alaska said, I was working on a electrical panel and I couldn't get the cover back on the panel, and I still can't get the cover on the panel. And then a few days later, my dad woke up and said, I gotta go help Janet with the John Deere tractor. And of course, I don't have a John Deere tractor, but my brother says, what is he talking about? Why, you know, he's talking about a John Deere tractor. I said, oh my gosh, I was looking at just a riding lawnmower that was John Deere. And so, you know, it was, he picked one activity that each of his kids were doing, and he knew that what we were doing, and he was in the hospital and had been for several weeks.
I got to ask you before I
leave. He absolutely knew exactly what we were doing.
Yeah. Before I lose this connection.
There's no way he could have known any of that. So he was coming to visit.
Okay. Ma'am, do you have any connection? There used to be a song in the 70s by a singer named Melanie that when I've got a brand new pair of roller skates, you've got a brand new key. Do you know that song?
Right.
You know that song?
I do know that song.
Okay. Is there a female connected with that song with an M initial, with a strange name like Milka? A really different name?
Not that I know of.
Were you, like, between 7 and 9 years old when that song was popular?
No, I think I'm older. I'm 57.
Okay. Was there a girl that was between 7 and 9 that had an M initial around you when that song was popular?
Not that I can recall.
Okay, write it down, because as Janet was describing what her dad was doing, this thing was, like, yelling in my ear.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's important.
I love that song. It's cute.
I know. It's one of those songs that's like, I haven't thought of that for years.
Yeah.
And it just popped through. Yeah. I'm getting carrots and beets. feeling like you need some vitamins and some nutrients? Do you like carrots and red beets?
Probably.
Okay.
Carrots and red beets?
Carrots and red beets. Not cow beets. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any connection to you and Mark Twain? The writer?
No, not family.
Do you like Mark Twain?
Oh, yeah.
Samuel Clemens?
And he's, you know, I mean, I was raised in Missouri, and he was from Hannibal, Missouri.
Okay, there's a huge connection there.
There's a connection, yeah.
There's a huge connection there.
But
are you
my
a
brother
writer?
Just...
Are you a writer, or are you just really witty?
maybe both.
Okay.
No, I write.
Okay.
But, you know, my own stuff.
Okay, well,
I'm not
you need
published
to,
or anything.
Well, you need to start writing like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the energy of Samuel Clemens coming beside you to help you. From what I understand of him, it's his success came because he didn't take himself too seriously.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Janet, do you have
a brother? Brother that's crossed?
No, my
brother
is... Well, he almost crossed. Last year he survived lung cancer, and then the cancer reoccurred, and it's the kind that has hot spots all over. And he was in chemo in his fifth or sixth week, and he developed pneumonia. And so he was put into the hospital as his only surviving lung was filling halfway. And they basically told our family that there was only one way this could go. But he has survived it. He's gone home. And they're saying it's a miracle because there's no way he should have survived this.
Okay,
and,
I was getting that explains why I was getting I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was hearing
but,
brother.
Yes.
Cool.
That's
job.
True. And he's very weak, but he's home.
Okay.
And
are you
he's
Catholic?
A beautiful man.
Pardon? Ma'am, are you Catholic? Are you Catholic?
Would you say that again? Catholic.
Are you Catholic?
No.
Is your brother Catholic?
No.
Does he like Catholic statues? Are you positive? Like a statue of
I'm not sure that
saint?
We're not very religious, actually. We were all raised Presbyterian, but kind of went
Might
want to
ask
more.
Him, if he could have something that he would really like, would he like a statue of a saint?
Okay.
Okay, he may have connected with
him.
That energy. Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
Well, there's a... Pardon?
I said thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for calling in tonight.
There's a healer. Okay.
Okay, have a great night.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Very cool. So are you picking up anything else for her now that she's off?
No, I still think there's some connection. Brother's trying to tell her something.
Yes, and the saint thing was very, very, very important. And it's a lot of times people that really grab onto the saints are not the religious people. They're the people that have had an experience and really connected with that energy. And I was really getting that feeling from him because I'm also standing in here with all these statues in the box. Things like that. So you were talking about, what were we talking about? Thoughts changing?
Yeah, and the feelings increasing each day and stuff.
So what do you think is coming? Do you have can you draw a bead on that?
No, I feel like it's going to be here in Alaska, and I feel like it's got something to do with Alaska, but I feel like there's going to be some major something happen, like in the up north, like Fairbanks area, and then but I keep getting drawn down to the evolution chain as well. So I don't know if something is going to happen in both places or if it's going to happen one place and then the other place. I can't pinpoint it, but I feel like there's something going on up north and something going on south, and we're just like right in the middle of it.
Okay. Well, we've got another call. Let's go ahead and take that.
Okay.
And we can get back. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you doing? Not too bad. Do you like
good.
Doritos? Do you like Doritos?
We eat a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, I just got Doritos. Like, I just stuffed my mouth full of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a happy food at your house?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have a brother that's crossed?
No.
Okay, do you have a brother-in-law? Do you have a brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay, he's coming through.
Oh,
and he's
brother-in-law,
in Rio,
yeah. I have a brother, actually two brothers-in-law.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we've got the one that's connected that was making me taste Doritos. Did he work at a gas station? Was he a mechanic or did he work at a gas station?
No, one was a doctor and the other was a truck driver.
Okay. Did the truck driver do a lot of stuff at gas stations? Did he tinker on his own vehicles?
He might have.
Okay, this is probably who we're talking to because I'm smelling gasoline.
I never read this book, but I'm looking up the Red Badge of Courage.
Kathy? Hello?
What's that?
Is that Kennedy's book, The Red Badge of Courage?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I got the book. I see a red book, and it says The Red Badge of Courage. I didn't ever read that book. I don't know what it's about.
Was he in a war?
Neither have I.
Was he in a war?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Okay. All right. Somebody wants to talk about noodles and pasta. Are you changing your diet?
Well, we have, and we both eat a lot of noodles and pasta.
Okay, I'm feeling like you need to rethink it.
Okay.
Okay, brown basmati rice is really, really good, and it's really, really good for you, and you can use it in place of noodles and stuff like this, but somebody's making me feel like this is urgent.
Well, we use the brown rice.
Okay. Brown basmati rice, have you ever tried that?
Yes, we have.
Okay, yeah. If you can substitute that for more than and kind of knock off the noodles.
Okay.
I feel like it's important. I feel like there's a health issue behind it.
Okay.
Okay. They keep showing me, and this is really weird, and how do you say this, little green men. Have you had a UFO encounter?
No, but I'm very interested in it, and my husband and I were just out in Roswell, New Mexico, and I brought a cup and a keychain with an alien on it.
Oh, good. I don't feel so weird now. I was like, God, how do you talk about this? Like we said in the beginning, be open to believe. We don't really know who they are. We don't really know what they want. And what I'm seeing are little green men, and they're kind of a cartoon and kind of not.
Well, good, because I was picking up Daffy Duck.
Is Daffy an alien also?
I have no clue.
Is the alien thing, or the little green men, is that something that you and your husband have in common? Is that an interest that you share?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I'm more into it than he is.
Okay, well, really, really start pursuing it. There was a woman, too.
I read a lot about this.
Betty and Barney were their names. They were two people, I think, in the 60s that talked openly about their encounter, and I think she just crossed recently, but I'm seeing those two, and they were a very loving and in-love couple, and the thing that brought them the closest together almost split them up, and it was a UFO encounter.
Yes, yes, I'm familiar with it. I saw that movie when I was in my 20s.
Okay. Yeah, pursue the little green guys. I feel like that's a good thing. And I also, I get the feeling that you probably already, and here I go again, you probably already talked to them.
Really?
Yeah. Have you had, have you ever lost hours?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Oh, okay. That's usually the first thing that happens. Have you seen, like, bright lights in the sky?
Just shooting stars.
Okay. Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Keep a journal on this stuff and really take it seriously. I think you've had an encounter or two.
Wow.
Cool. Janet, you get anything else?
No, I can't get rid of the red badge of courage thing.
Okay.
And I'm just my stomach is just like in knots.
Okay. Do you have someone in Iraq right now, ma'am, in your family?
No.
Okay, because I think the red badge of courage is a Civil War book. I could be wrong, but I think it is.
I'll Google it and get some more information on it.
Yeah, Google it. In best case scenario, read
and
the book.
I also keep getting the name Stephen or Stefan. It's Stephan.
My sister used to go with a Stephen, but she's no longer with him.
Hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, and I keep hearing gold doubloon. Are you kind of a pirate? Are you a pirate?
I like the Caribbean movies.
Okay. You're fun to read, too. You're easy. Start pursuing things that you're really, really interested in. Bring your dreams back to life, I feel like, is really important for you right now. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go for it. Do it. You have permission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chasing aliens in the Caribbean, and I'll be back next Tuesday. Give yourself permission to follow your childhood dreams. That's a big deal.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great night.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
So I was thinking of something as you were talking about the Aleutian Chain and up near Fairbanks. I was up in Chena Hot Springs for my birthday last month, and that's geothermal energy. And there's volcanoes in the Aleutian Chain, right?
Right.
I think we had some smoking recently.
And they've been at recently.
Yeah. Yeah, I know because they shut the airline travel down for a bit up here because of them. Okay, so people out there...
I think we haven't seen any of it yet.
Huh?
I said, I think we haven't seen anything yet.
I think you're right, yeah. Anybody out there taking notes, write this down. Janet made a prediction. And like I said earlier, when Janet's sensing something, I listen. Because she's usually right. I know we've been wanting to move, like, to high ground. And I've been, like, looking at houses on mountainsides.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're out of our price range, they're out of our budget, it's crazy, but that's what I'm looking at. So
yeah, and I just recently moved out of Anchorage as well, and I had no intentions of doing that, and just all of a sudden I just felt I got to get out of here, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And within just a few days I was like gone, I had to get out. And I can't explain it. I can't explain why I felt like I needed to get out of the city, but I just did.
That's what I'm feeling like, too. I've got everything packed and ready to go. I got nowhere to go, but I'm packed and ready to go. I'm not feeling uneasy about it. I just feel like I need to go. Like, hurry up. You're late for school. The bus is coming.
When I moved, I didn't feel like it was, anything critical and
mm-hmm.
impending or anything. But every day I feel like it's getting closer and closer. There's something going to happen.
I keep hearing that song. I can't remember. It was a band that Lionel Richie used to be in, and then he quit to go on to become famous. But they were singing a song about Marvin Gaye. Were they the Spinners? I can't remember the name.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the band. I keep hearing that. So I've got somebody here who's trying to come through who was a son who was shot by a father, because I believe that's how Marvin Gaye crossed.
Mm.
So, yeah, if somebody's out there listening and you've got a brother or a son that crossed because of the father, I've got him here. And it just feels like a let him know I'm okay. Just let him know I'm okay. And I keep hearing that band, and they had a really nice harmony. They were a really good band. So I think I'm gonna stick my neck out and say it was the Spinners.
The Spinners were very good, and they sounded really good and harmonious.
Yeah, if I'm wrong, I'm going to hear about it in math. So, do you feel anything going on in the lower 48?
I did just the other day. I felt like I needed to get my mother out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just felt like I still kind of feel like she's in danger down there.
Yeah.
Because of some natural disaster. Of course, it's probably a hurricane down in that area. But
wow.
I just, like, feel like, and Texas hadn't had a real big hurricane in forever.
Yeah. Does your mom like donuts, Jen?
Do what?
Does your mom like donuts?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just smelling donuts that my aunt used to make. My aunt that I'm named after used to make.
My mom used to make donuts all the time.
Okay. Give her a call when we're done and see if she was making donuts, maybe.
Okay.
I know I'm next to the donut store, but I'm smelling, these are different donuts. They're like a whole bunch of nutmeg in them. You know?
Uh-huh. She used to put nutmeg in her donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Give her a call. It'd be nice to find out if it was her. So, the political arena, you get any feelings on anything with that? Everything okay, or?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
The political arena, anything going on with that, or everything going to transition smoothly here? And I know we just had a primary up here that got kind of ugly.
Yeah, I think it's all fixing to just implode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but I there's going to be some major upheaval.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Mother Nature kind of straightening things back out?
Yeah.
Cleaning
Mother Nature's going to snack us big time.
You remember the Parquet commercial from the 70s?
Yeah.
It's not nice to
fool. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Not nice to mess with her either.
It is not. Well, with that, Janet, it looks like our time's up. So, again, it went really fast, way too fast. So, thank you for your input. Boy, you're getting good. Pretty soon this is going to be the Janet show.
Oh, right.
We'll let her go. So, all right, my friend, thank you very much. Everyone that was listening, thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you next Wednesday. Have a good night.
All right. Have fun. Bye.